This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. The House this week passed another three of the fiscal 26 appropriation bills that is following on the heels of the first three that we passed late last year, ending a 43-day government shutdown. Now, with six of the 12 complete, assuming the Senate passage of the most recent three, we can capture the momentum and finish our work ahead of a deadline looming on January 30th. That's when the current continuing resolution runs out. The three bills that cleared the House this week, Commerce, Justice, Science, Energy and Water, and the Interior bills. There remain a few very important and very expensive bills to go, not the least of which is the 26th Defense Appropriations Bill. That's about half of the entire discretionary budget. Don't look for that one until the very end, and likely paired with the Labor, Health, and Human Services Appropriations Bill and the Transportation and Housing Bill that I write. Things could change, but that's the course we're on. Funding the government is fundamental to the work of Congress. The Constitution clearly says that Congress controls the power of the purse, and our committee, the Appropriations Committee, has that charge. Save for the bills we passed late last year, that was LEDGE, AG, and MILCON, the rest of the government is currently funded based on priorities over 2 years old and at levels inconsistent with reality. Inflation alone has put pressure on a number of agencies we rely on. It's imperative we move these remaining bills. For my constituents in the 3rd District of Arkansas, there are still millions of dollars pending for projects of importance to my district, not the least of which is the $59 million set aside for taking U.S. Highway 412 east of I-49 down to Highway 265. That's a lot of money for a stretch of the 412 project vital to its completion. So the next couple of weeks will be important. Our chairman, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, and his counterpart in the Senate, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, have worked hard to put us in this position. The old saying, better late than never, applies to our current situation. In other news this week, a discharge petition regarding the Obamacare subsidies that lapsed in December was approved by the House. It goes to the Senate, where its only purpose is likely to be amended and sent right back to us with whatever the Senate wants to do with it. It becomes a vehicle, if you will, that they can use to jam us with something we may not like. That's how this kind of stuff works. And there were the votes, two of them, to override the president on his veto of two bills that passed the House and Senate unanimously. I voted to overturn the veto, knowing it might ruffle a few feathers in the White House, mainly because the projects were meritorious, and it appeared the vetoes had more to do with political differences than the substance of the underlying bills. I don't think that's a proper use of the veto. I'm sure I'm going to hear about it. On a personal note, our family continues to deal with my wife's health battle. Thank you for your prayers and your concerns. It does impact my ability to be in Washington from time to time, but I will do all I can to be there when my vote is necessary. Hope you rang in the new year with great optimism. I look forward to catching up with all of you soon. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.